Good afternoon. This is Don with customer service giving you a phone call. How may I assist you today?
Yes. I was calling to find out that I had a charge on my account that not sure why.
Yes, sir. I can most definitely assist you with that. May I please have your first and last name?
Jesse Amburn, A-M-B-U-R-N.
Yes, sir, to make sure I'm under the correct. Jesse, may you please verify your address for me?
518 Woodland Hills Drive, Tyler, Texas.
Yes, sir, thank you for that information. May I please place you on the brief hold so I can see what you were charged for?
Yes, ma'am. I know I ordered a backpack that was supposed to be just paid for shipping, and then I got another charge for, that was $5 and something, then I got another charge for like $60-something dollars.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. Please bear with me.
No problem.
Yes, sir. I can get that canceled out for you. And on that 6732, I can offer you a 35% refund on that.
I don't even know what it's for. Why did I get
the tactical that? The tactical bag membership.
Okay.
Basically, it gives you a 14 day trial to start off with, and it bills you 24 to 48 hours after trying out the product, and they charge you the membership price $67.32.
Okay, the thing I did was not, it was just supposed to get a free bag, not any type of membership. There was nothing listed about a membership.
Yes,
and I have screenshots of everything.
Yes, sir, I understand that. That's why I asked to offer the 35% refund.
Yeah, no, it should be 100% refund because it's fraudulent advertising.
Okay. I can offer you a 50% refund on that then.
No, it's 100% refund because it's fraudulent advertising.
Okay.
Like I said, I took screenshots of everything when I actually signed up just to get the bag. But purchased the bag for shipping and handling only. There was nothing about a membership anywhere listed on there.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I think that's it. I mean, I just need to update y'all's ads because people need to know about that before they actually get that part too, so. And how long will it take for that to be credited to my account?
I can offer you a 50% refund on that. That would be back in your account 3 to 5 business days.
No, there shouldn't be anything. Okay. It should be 100% refund.
Well, yes, sir. I can't do that for you, but is there anything
else? Well, then
I can do
let me talk
you?
To somebody that's above you.
Okay. They're going to tell you the same thing, sir, because it goes by protocol, because all charges are final.
Well, then that's fraudulent. And y'all are out
no,
in Mexico.
No, sir, it's not
so.
Fraudulent because you said that that you did read that you took a screenshot of everything, but did you read the emails that were sent with that
I haven't got an email.
Yes, sir. They sent you an email.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Let me go to my email real quick.
Okay.
Because the last thing I had was that the bag was going to be shipped, and nothing else was in the email about that. Which still I don't even know if it's actually been shipped.
I can give you a tracking number for that.
Hang on 1 second. I got to find it in my email because I remember seeing that. That was several days ago.
Let me know when you're ready for the confirmation number on the cancellation of that account.
Okay, I'm looking at the email right now.
Yes, sir. I do have other customers that I need to see, so I can't hang on the line too long.
Well, you're going to. And
oh,
you
no,
need to
I'm
have
not,
that
sir,
because
I can actually get the call released. I can't hang on the line for too long. I have other customers I need to assist.
Again, you're supposed to be getting me a manager.
Oh, okay.
And do you know the name of the manager I'll be speaking with?
No, sir, I don't. I'm just going to transfer you to the line.
Okay.
Please stand now. 311 North Van Buren, 33.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer service. They will assist you now.
Okay.